Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, these fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Oh shit, we started?
Oh yeah.
Hey, I'm Mo.
Hey Mo. I needed to be saved, Mo!
Wow, way to blow out the mic.
I've been saved!
Ouch, my ears, I can imagine.
Saved, Mo!
Oh yeah?
Ha. And I have been saved!
Ouch, quit yelling! Those people's poor ears.
I cannot!
We're gonna have to turn this shit down.
Contain
myself. Look how loud that is. Look at the peaks and shit on
there. I'm making some peaks!
Fucking kill people.
I have been saved.
Okay.
And that savior has come. In the form, it's a heavenly form, it's a brand split-mo. This brand split, Mo, is the savior of all the people, Mo. It's something that...
Why the fuck would anybody think it's any different than last time?
Well, I was... Okay, you told me you had an opening for the show, and you said it was going to be great. And I was going to suggest that the opening of the show was here. I was going to go with... So I'm here to announce the We Talk Wrestling brand split.
Mm-hmm.
Addy will host one show.
Right.
I will host the other.
Huh.
Yours will be recorded at 12 o'clock on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Mountain time.
Yes.
P.M.
Mm-hmm.
Mine will be hosted at 12:02 Sundays. Mountain time. P.M.
Why do you get...
From the same location.
But why do you get two-thirds of the show?
Oh. Well, I'm bigger.
Oh, fuck. So there's gonna be a brand split.
There is gonna be a brand split.
There's gonna be a brand split.
Oh wow, did you ever do Herbert from, I didn't know you could do him.
Yeah. Come over here to my brand, Chris Griffin. I got some popsicles.
That's tremendous. Wow. That is an incredible Herbert. I am very impressed.
Yeah.
Creeped out. Yeah. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, I do a good pedophile.
Good to know. Good to know. So the brand
that wasn't motherfucking
split.
That wasn't Herbert.
No?
That was Mel Phillips.
Brand motherfucking split.
Brand motherfucking split. Okay. Fuck.
We went and got some food, and then we every time we would turn around, we start to say something, then we go, oh, we can't say that. We've got to save it for the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, we want to talk about nothing but brand split, but
so now
that we're on air, let's forget what we're going to talk about, be like Foley or Christian in our program.
Yeah, that's right. But I think...
Right here.
We'll set the scene.
Yes.
That, Variety Magazine, they announced it there, whatever day that was, Tuesday, I think.
Yeah, that's when they sent me my note.
Yes. July 19th is the first live SmackDown is going live on the USA Network on Tuesdays.
Yes.
Now, so you have Monday, Tuesday, back to back on the USA Network, and then some weeks, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, with these PPVs, as it were. And so, they are going to split up the fucking roster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people have a lot of opinions. The general things I'm hearing are people who are, like, nobody's looking at it from both sides. They're either like, this is all great, everything's great, this is gonna be great, everything's great, this is so great. There's those people.
Great.
And then there's people on the other end, who are like, they're gonna fuck it up because they fuck up everything. Those are the two viewpoints.
Fuck ups.
And
the true answer is somewhere in the middle.
The true answer is somewhere in the middle, yeah. Exactly. Yes. At the end of the day, I don't think it'll work.
Yes.
But it's not, it's like...
So, why don't we go through the pros and the cons of the brand split?
We can do that.
Mm. So,
if that was your plan to how to approach this...
No, I just came up with that now that you said that.
But okay, because I don't know... Because if it works, then go ahead and okay.
Pros.
Okay.
I said pro.
No. Sorry.
The fact of the matter is, the pro is that SmackDown will be helped by this. It should be helped by this in the short term. Is it SmackDown again? Because now there's a little more. It's like when that main event show came on, and they were actually having, you know, they were promoting it, and they were having, you know, maybe not like John Cena matches, but, you know, like you'd have your Intercontinental, you'd have a promoted featured match on Monday to happen on the Wednesday for main event, and that happened for, say, the first, what, month? Maybe?
Yeah, about a month.
So SmackDown will get that.
Yeah.
You know. So that brings more focus to Mauro Ranallo.
Yes.
Which I hope more people will be able to see and appreciate. Yeah,
that's right. More focus to Mauro Ranallo. More focus from Vince McMahon to Mauro Ranallo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, but that's... I think that's a pro. And I'll tell you why I think it's a pro.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's going to happen eventually anyway, right? So you might as well see how this... You know what? Get it all out there now. If it's going to fucking suck, then we can just... Then I don't have to invest any time. Right?
Okay, so you say it's
good. So the plan...
I can't do negatives yet. Can I do a negative off your pro? No, I have to go keep going with
pros,
right?
We're
going to
be proing.
Are we proing right now?
Pro.
You're a real pro.
Pro. When I watch Raw,
yeah.
I will no longer see
John Cena. You know who's a real pro? Your mom.
I will no longer see John Cena when I watch Raw.
That's true.
Yes. Roman Reigns will be the head of Raw, and John Cena will be the head of SmackDown.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the cons first.
It's just easier, isn't it? Well, it's just when you mention one thing you want to say.
I know.
I don't want to bury it. It's just I want to present the opposite. Like, say the SmackDown will be helped by this. I'm like, but, okay. SmackDown debuted on the USA Network to 2.7 million viewers. And that's what it was for the first month. It did 2.7.
Right. Yes.
Then it fell to 2.3. Then it went back up to 2.7, 2.7, 2.6.
Okay.
So essentially for the first five shows, that was the ratings pattern.
Okay.
Okay. So it essentially was 2.7 million.
Okay.
Okay. Except for one that was an anomaly for some reason. I don't know why.
Martin Luther King Day.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it. But now, and then it fell to about 2.6, then 2.5, 2.4. And now it is about 2.3.
Okay.
Last little bit.
Right.
Would peak up to 2.4, go back to 2.3. It's kind of hammering that.
And you're talking...
They've lost, so in 5 months, oh, that's really good sound right there. Just rip that off, rip off that wind, see if you won.
I didn't know, it's actually just a thing they did to
it's
collect
just coupons.
Stamps.
It's just collect stamps from McDonald's for the
coffee. I had to do it now.
You had to do it now that we're on the air.
Yeah.
Of course. So, okay, so what we're looked at is they've been on there now for 5 months. And are losing an average of 80,000 viewers a month.
Yes, okay.
Okay, on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. So you say this will be good for them. Go ahead.
Average is actually 93,173 viewers per month.
Oh.
Well, on 75, if you include you and I.
That's right.
They lose us every month.
They lose us every month. So there we go. So they're losing about 80,000 viewers a month. So they have to do something. Same thing, and we know that's what's happening on... We already know what's happening on Raw. They're losing also. And tremendous pace, and they have been for years. So they have to do something. Don't get me wrong. So, and this is why it's like, okay, you got to do something. But this isn't the right thing because I think what you're going to see. In fact, I know what you're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see SmackDown and Raw. So especially Raw's like that first show is going to, like that first show where it's like the draft or whatever.
Reboot show.
It's going to do really well. It's going to have a lot.
Be a reboot show. It's going to be like the New Blood and the Millionaires Club in WCW.
It'll be a good show. They'll have a lot of viewers, and it'll last for about a month, and then the ratings will be back down to where they were, and then they'll continue to fall.
You got
to
figure 6 weeks from this is the start of football season.
Well, that's part of it too. That is part of it too. Is you're going to have about you're going to go up like 25%, 20% to that first show.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be, a month from then, you're going to be up
maybe 10%. And then you're going to fall down to below where you were before. And, yeah. and it's going to keep going down. And there's nothing to make you think that this is going to change, because what's going to happen is the same thing on SmackDown. It'll probably actually, it'll go up 20-30%.
Yeah.
It'll go back up to 2.8 million or whatever, 2.7, right in that range. And then it's going to start to fall down too. And it may not fall quite as quickly, but it will fall. And big reason it'll fall is because this is what happened last time, is the people that were watching SmackDown weren't watching Raw. And people that were watching Raw weren't watching SmackDown as much as...
Yeah.
They, and people will pick one, because nobody has fucking 5 hours within a two-day span.
No,
I wouldn't say nobody. But a lot of people don't have the time or the desire to watch that much wrestling.
I'll tell you a story. When I got home on Tuesday night after this news broke,
yeah.
we got our messages, that I got home,
yeah.
and I said to my wife, good news!
She's the like, producer was that? Happy.
She said, what's that? I said, well, the WWE is going to split their product into two with Raw and SmackDown. So SmackDown's going to go live on Tuesday and become equally as important as Raw. As the time that I record this, she is still waiting for the good news.
She probably hasn't spoke to you since.
But, I mean, I'm in that boat. Like, fuck, yeah. I mean, the part of it, because it's live, I'm one of those guys, because it's live, I'll want to watch it. Because it's live.
Because it's live.
You know, I don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
I got, they suck me in all the time where it's like, I'll watch it on tape, and I'll be like, yeah, I'm fine. Then there's a pipe bomb promo. It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know, I had to go, like, back and, you know, luckily it was on Twitter, like, minutes as it was happening, and so I went into my PBR and watched, but you get into that sort of rhythm. And so now it's like, it's
exactly. still, there, it doesn't happen often, but when something really big happens, you want to fucking,
and it keeps, it but that, and that keeps you for like 6 months. The one thing, and then it's like, fuck, yeah. fuck, and then you fuck it, and then it happens again, and you're like, fuck. And you keep going, like, that's this crack cocaine that professional wrestling is with that stuff.
Yeah.
And so, Raw and SmackDown will be important for a little while. But then it's a matter of, okay, like you said, I'm gonna have to kind of pick and choose in terms of, I'll watch both, I'm sure, and at some point, I'll have them on my PVR, but it's like, and it depends on what they do. Like, you're gonna, as I said, you're gonna have Roman Reigns on one show, you're gonna have John Cena on the other. At this point, there are going to be separate world champions, which I don't, yeah. I mean, again, we talk about Khan, I don't like that.
I wish there was another solution, but as I think about it, I don't think it works unless you do that. I don't think you can do...
No, I laughed because he said duty.
No, I mean, I really wish... I think the belt is much stronger when there's one champion, and you go, that's the fucking man. Everybody's chasing that guy.
Yeah.
He's the best. He's carrying the company.
Charlie.
I think you're best at that. I think that's when you're best off. But I don't think having that one champion for the women's division or the men's division or the tag team, I don't think it works because of the system that they have. I don't think it the way they do their shows and write their shows and everything, I don't think it works.
That's the thing, is the way they do it, it doesn't work.
No.
So, but the whole point of this is to do something different. And that's not, they're not willing to do that.
And that's the
crux of the failure. It's a new set of paint on, you know, on the same old rickety house.
Yes.
You know, like, your house is now blue and it used to be red. You know, or now half of it's red and half of it's blue.
This is why I look at it and I think it's not ultimately going to work, is because I'm like, it's not changing. You're not fundamentally changing the problems with the WWE.
Again, I will give it as a chance. Like, I shouldn't even say I give it a chance. I will watch it because we watched.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's like everything else again, since that pipe bomb, and again, I expect them to fuck it up, like you said. But that's no malice or ill intent against this draft. I'll watch it. I think it's got some people, it's got people talking. It's got people fantasy booking and excited about the product. And that's a good thing. That's a pro. People are doing this. But ultimately, as I said, and so I'm happy for that. But I don't expect this to go any differently. I mean, you've got a couple things. You're going to have injuries.
Yes.
Right? You're going to have you're serving the master of the USA Network as well.
Yes.
Okay, now the nice part about this is that both shows now are on USA.
That helps.
So that helps tremendously, because the last time it was Raw sucked, and like 2003, with the SmackDown 6
yeah.
and Paul Heyman booking, you had a fucking fantastic show on UPN.
Yes.
But USA didn't give a fuck about that. And they wanted their show that had Muhammad Hassan against fucking Batista. You know, who gives a fuck? Al Snow and fucking Coachman against JR and the King. Who gives a fuck?
Yes.
Right? Like, all you had all that. So that's where the pressure came to shake this shit up and well, we got to make Raw look good, right? I don't know that there's that much now. It also is going to depend. The best thing that can happen in this whole thing, and again, the decisions that haven't been made public, though, like, fucking Stephanie has to get SmackDown.
I actually think if you look at, to me, if you look at the backstage promo that the two of them cut, if you listen to it, or did you?
Oh, I haven't, no.
I think it is going to be Stephanie getting SmackDown. I do think it's going
to
be in that
direction. It has to be, because if Stephanie gets Raw, it's over. Again, the flagship Raw show, this whole thing, you're going to see it exactly that much sooner. The fact that now it's a matter of Raw is your flagship show, and Vince still has that mentality, right?
Yes.
But if you give Stephanie SmackDown, then there's also going to be the Stephanie wanting to make her show good. So you have Raw, Vince wanting Raw to be good, and you have Stephanie wanting SmackDown to be good.
Wait, okay. Number one, obviously Shane deserves Raw because he won that match against Undertaker.
Well, that's the big thing, too. That goes without saying. I didn't think I had to mention that.
Yeah, let's go right there first.
Yeah. Well,
because you're saying she wants it to be good, and blah, 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 and Hunter wants it to be good. What you're saying is you have to give it to her. You actually mean not storyline-wise. I was talking storyline-wise.
No, because they're one and the same to them.
They're not. I mean, Shane McMahon is still you're going to have
Stephanie.
Shane McMahon's a performer.
Yeah, but the face of Stephanie is the ego involved in Stephanie and Hunter being the face of SmackDown. They are not going to have it fail. They're not going to have it lose out to Raw.
Well, I see.
Yeah, they're not. No, Hunter will job. No, they're not. That's not even an argument because there's so many fucking instances of it.
No, but it is an argument because it's not like they have the power to do whatever they want. At the end of the day, it's still Vince.
There's the lobby. You know it as well as I do that Vince will listen to people and Vince is influenced by people.
And at the end of the day, when Vince is influenced by people, and Hunter says we should do this with Tyler Breeze, and Vince says no.
Oh yeah.
Fucking, that's it. It's the end of the
day. Yes.
Like, he doesn't.
The brand split, okay, and Tyler fucking Breeze are way different.
No.
Vince cares about the top, and the top to him is Shane versus Stephanie. That is the top angle, and he only cares about the top angle. It's like all that stuff you hear Russo a million times. What is Austin doing today?
But okay, here's another thing, and this is one of the problems that they had when they had the previous brand split. And what you're talking about here is going to build the same thing. Is people, like we say, people were only watching one or the other. And it's not just because there's so much fucking wrestling, they can only take so much of the exact same type of wrestling. And if they're presented as the exact same type like they were before.
Largely.
Yeah. But it's also, when we were talking about the SmackDown 6, it was Paul Heyman, and they would come out there and they would brag about how they were the number one show, how their ratings were higher than Raw. Yeah. Cole and Taz would do this, and it pissed people on the Raw off, and they were told to stop it. But it was doing that same thing. It was that Paul Heyman, us against them mentality. We're the cool new show. We're the hip underdog show. We're beating them.
Yes.
And people got into that. But it made people were, like, there was a period there. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this bragging rights worked because of it. But there was a period there where people were like, SmackDown's my show. And they actually started to dislike Raw. They were building that WCW versus WWE thing.
Yes, there was.
And it wasn't a positive. Because they're both under WWE, and you don't want, you want them to want to watch both shows.
Yeah.
You don't want an adversarial fan base.
No, yes and no. Yes and no. But that was the mentality as to why Nitro was gonna fail. Hmm. Why would you put this on the same time as Raw? You fucking idiots. There's only so many wrestling fans. I think the idea
but it was
about-
different.
Yeah, but I know.
It's not the same.
But the idea behind it is the same. That's what they're talking about, this adversarial thing. is meant to be the same and drive up interest and drive up overall bringing it's meant to bring back people that because I mean there's millions of people that have stopped watching wrestling
millions
and that's what it's meant to be is if you go yeah but the SmackDown show is cool again you know and to bring some people back and I mean especially at that time back then I mean it morphed later but at the time of the SmackDown 6 like. They were still joint pay-per-views. They would move on to the individual pay-per-views after that. Just after that.
Just after that, yes.
But, so it didn't matter. And they are right now still, the plan is again, joint pay-per-views. You know, and so you're gonna have that. And I mean, the dichotomy is different because of the $9.99 fucking network, right?
That makes a difference,
and,
sure.
And so, you know, you really don't necessarily have to pick and choose. You're paying for this fucking network $10 every month.
No, you don't have to pick and choose, but I'm saying that that what you're saying is they're going to pick, essentially, you're going to be picking, they're going to pick Raw because they like Shane and they don't like Stephanie and they never will.
No, but then what it is
if you put it that way.
No, storyline-wise, yes. I'm saying behind-the-scenes ego-wise, Stephanie is not going to let her show part fail.
Okay, wait a fucking second. Are you shitting me? You're saying behind the scenes, Stephanie McMahon, the creative genius who's had so many fucking good ideas and proven so fucking well she can run a company that fucking makes lots of money and does great storylines, is going to make sure that she's on point and really into it, and it's going to be great because she's so fucking awesome.
No.
Fuck you.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying she has a fucking clue on how to do that, but she's going to be like, if I'm on this show, it better be good. If I'm in the show, I want this. If I'm in the show, I want this.
Hire more writers.
Yeah. Whatever it is like the ratings are dropping. Bring somebody over. Like whatever it is, she's not going to
A big part of the reason why it failed in the first place. Was when SmackDown was doing better than Raw.
Yes.
It became Raw became, okay, we need to get all their best talent. Yeah. And they started stealing
now
talent.
It's going to be the other way around.
All the free agents came out. Like, they did everything they could to push Raw, because it's like, well, that's supposed to be our flagship show.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying, though, it's going to be the same thing. If SmackDown starts beating Raw, trust me, it's not going to go well. Like, there's too many behind-the-scenes egos to make this work.
But what I'm saying, though, is that some of those egos...
Let's just say this.
Okay, talk about your damn egos.
No, I'm not talking about the egos. I'm just saying, here's
how... You said egos. That's what I'm saying. If two of those egos, Stephanie and fucking Hunter, are on SmackDown, that balances out some of the ego power, is what I'm saying. If they were on Raw, that's my whole point. If they were on Raw, and you had the egos of Vince, Stephanie, and Hunter all on Raw, then you've tipped the ego scale.
Because you're saying that Shane doesn't have as big an ego as Stephanie.
No stroke. You're talking about three of those fucking people are three of the six people on the fucking board of directors. Okay, so you've got that, if they were all on Raw, okay, then that...
And who are the other people on the board of directors?
There's Tom. There's Mary. And there's Bob.
Okay.
Bob Sacamano. But I think that's what I'm saying, but at least this tilts, it balances a little bit some of the ego, between the two, and that, oh my god, Raw is being beaten by SmackDown. You're gonna have two people that are okay with that. And one person that's not, and then they're gonna have to, so, but if it was all on Raw, it would be, oh shit, Raw's losing, we gotta fix this, like, now. Right? I don't think you're gonna have it as much. That's the plus of Stephanie if she gets SmackDown.
And the plus of Shane if he gets SmackDown is people like him, so they'll cheer for him, and they'll want to watch that show to support him.
Right. Which they won't want to do. And so then they will sabotage that. That's, no, point blank. If they do that, and that's
largely what's going to happen anyway. The thing is, like I say, this doesn't change the fundamental issues that's wrong with the WWE. This doesn't, if we have 30 writers right now, and instead now we're going to have 15 on each show, that doesn't change the problem with the WWE. What you should have is two people writing Raw, two people writing SmackDown, one person writing NXT, and one person who oversees them all to make sure they're working together and all the storylines are tight. And that's what you should have. Six people for seven. All these shorts.
You need one other person to hit on the developmental divas.
That's funny.
I will say, though, if you go back to the last draft,
yes.
2002,
yeah. Right,
this balance of power, okay, existed as well.
Yeah.
Because Vince had SmackDown.
Yes.
Right? And then it wasn't until they got rid of Flair and Vince as these owners, they brought in Stephanie and Bischoff.
Yes.
As the general managers and removed Vince out as the head of that, right?
Yeah.
And then you removed Stephanie as the head of it after, of SmackDown. And you had, I believe it was Kurt Angle and all this.
Yeah.
Teddy Long and thing. That's when it was like, oh shit, we gotta do something.
Well, the thing that we saw before, fundamentally one brand or the other has to be seen by the fans as the brand. You can't keep them both at the same level.
Yeah, it's tough. It's going to be tough.
You can't. One of them is, the fans are at the end of the day going to go, that's the important brand and this one isn't.
Yeah.
And before, for a little while, it was SmackDown because it was better. But for most of the time, it was like, even when SmackDown was better, like there was a period when Edge was there as the champion and Vicky was the,
yeah.
was the, and Michael Hayes was writing it, and it was way better every single week than Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And it still was far less viewers and seen as far less important.
Yeah.
Because that's just it. Like, and then the World Heavyweight Championship that was on SmackDown was frankly at a lesser level.
Yeah. Oh, it was.
Than the Intercontinental title was in the 80s and early 90s. You know, like it meant yeah. less than that. It's like, wow, Christian's the World Heavyweight Champion. You wish you could say that means a lot, but it's about the equivalent of if he won the Intercontinental title in 1994.
Right.
Like, you know, it's not.
Yeah.
I don't see how you can't keep them at that same level because it just doesn't work that way. One or the other has to be.
Yeah.
Which is why two brands works. We're talking about a third brand in here we haven't even mentioned yet.
Yeah.
And that's the big problem. And I've said before, SmackDown's a dead brand, and I still believe it's a dead brand, and this is gonna try and bring it up. And I'm gonna give you an example. We talk about this, I'll go to comic books because I'm a comic book guy, right? So DC Comics 5 years ago completely relaunched. They wiped their entire history out.
I don't get it.
They wiped out their entire history and rebooted. Action Comics, which had been up to 900 issues, was now down to was issue number one. Superman, which had been a 700 issues, was issue number one. Batman was. Everything started over. They started new characters, new everything. They had 52 books. For 52 weeks, it was called the New 52, and they launched it. It got a bunch of media attention, it got a bunch of different things. People that had quit reading their comics were coming back into the comic book shops, were buying the books again. They were excited. They felt like this was a jump-on point. They felt like they didn't have to filter through all this history. And the people that had been reading read for a little while and then started to drop off. And then those new people started to drop off anyway. And they kind of went back to the level it was. Like, they took over Marvel, where the number one company. And then slowly it built back up. This last week, they relaunched, going back to the continuity before, bringing that back in and saying, we're sorry, we fucked up. Because it didn't work.
Sorry!
So, we fucked up.
I fucked up.
Bringing it back in as an apology. Not throwing away everything they've done the last 5 years, but just kind of going, okay, we're going to bring back that history. We're sorry.
That continuity is so important.
And now again, the new people are coming in this week. New people, people that have left, people that have quit, were coming back this week. But are they going to maintain? No. You get a bump. You get people checking it out.
Mm-hmm.
But are you going to maintain them? At the end of the day, no. Anytime somebody thinks there's something new or they're interested, they'll check it out. But they're not going to stay. And they're especially not going to stay if you stay with the problems you have. And those are the problems that cause people like Ryback to leave and Cody Rhodes to leave and cause the viewers to leave every week. And that's things like 15 writers and the written promos that suck ass. Repetitive matches, even Steven booking. The same overemphasis on comedy. All the different things that hasn't changed are still going to be there.
I understand, too, that DC Comics is looking to bring back the NWO.
It's true, though.
Yes.
It's true. Like, they would bring back the NWO. They did it so many times, and it would cause a ratings boost. And every time they did it, it caused a little less and a little less and a little less until it meant nothing.
Yeah. The inherent problem, and we could talk about the writers and that because it's part of it, but the reason that the brand split ultimately will just yield, you know, as I said, a new, fresh coat of paint.
Yes.
Is because the whole point of the brand split is that now you're going to have certain people on Raw and certain people on SmackDown. So let's just say the WWF has 50 wrestlers.
Yes.
Right? Let's say 50 wrestlers. That's a good 50 wrestlers. 30 of those wrestlers.
Yeah. Are now they actually have 70, including the Divas, they currently have 70 rosters, okay. or 70 performers on the main roster, but a lot of those are Hunter and Brock and people like that, okay. right? We'll say 65. There's 65 performers, including Divas, on the main roster.
Good. I'm going to say 50 because there's 5 hours of television.
Plus, 15 Divas is exactly how many they have.
30 of those 50 are going to go to Raw. 50 main roster. Are going to go to Raw, right? Because that's three out of the 5 hours. Yep. And 20 to SmackDown.
Okay? That's what you have to do. Raw needs a bigger roster because they are filling 60% of the television weekly.
What you have now, okay, is that you have the same people being used. And, I mean, how many times have we seen this with matches happen on SmackDown and then they're doing them on Raw?
You know,
And lately that seems to be the, and even the 50-50 with The Miz and Cesaro from this past week, right? Yes. Is that you're getting the same matches, right? Over and over. So that's gonna eliminate that. Okay. But now, so instead of these guys you never see, they're gonna get more of an opportunity to be seen. The fact is though is that the inherent problem with the WWE is that they are billing it as the WWE.
Yes.
So the whole point of having stars on just this one show and stars just on this other show is to help create superstars. Mm-hmm. Is you're trying to give people more opportunity to get over and to get to be that superstar level, to be the guy.
Theoretically.
They don't care about the guy anymore. They care about the brand, the WWE. So there ultimately is no point to the brand split, because the whole point of it is to create new stars, but you don't actually care about new stars. You're just going to keep the same thing going and chugging along, and it's going to be about the WWE. So that
and say the fans get behind somebody and hate somebody they want you to get behind.
Yeah.
They're not going to fucking listen to you anyways.
Yeah, exactly, right? So
Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. Yeah. To me, everything that happened there, I went, yeah. That's one other reason why the brand split won't work. At the end of the day, they still don't care what the fuck you want.
No.
They care what the fuck they want you to want.
Exactly. And I mean, this is, how many more years? 3 more years until the television deal is up?
Yeah.
You know? And so, it's amazing actually to me that they're doing this now. But, I mean, a large part of this, this brand split is USA Network driven. Because the USA Network is in the toilet.
Well, at the USA Network right now, Raw is doing, you know, the 3.3 million viewers, and SmackDown's doing 2.3 million.
Right.
And their next highest rated show is Suits, getting about 2 million.
Yeah.
And after that, you have a bunch of shows getting about the 1.4, 1.3 million range. So, I mean, when you only have one other show breaking 2 million, and one other show with momentum, and Mr. Robot is a strong cult follower, even though it's only about 1.4, so it's far behind Suits and at about the same level as a lot of their 1.3s, but it's actually got some buzz. But, I mean, Suits is the only thing that I've never watched Suits, and I don't hear any buzz about it.
I've heard it's a good show. So people talking at work said it was a good show. It's on Netflix or whatever. It's been around for a long time.
It's been around for a long time. And that's another thing.
And they used to have Monk. But they used to have a lot of shows, right? The thing.
You know, but they don't have those shows anymore. They
have Femme Nikita?
We go back 20 years. Fuck. No, they've had other shows since then. They've had besides Monk and...
Pac Blue?
What?
Is it called Pac Blue?
I don't know.
Pacific Blue?
Pacific Blue. I know they had Psych and different shows, right?
What was the show Sable?
I don't know. But the point is, though, that they're not... They don't have any momentum. Even a show like Mr. Robot, which probably is going to stay as a cult hit at about 1.4 million, won't get up to the level of Suits, is still like the creator is gone. We've done one season. We're filming number two. We're only going 5 years. Like, that's the one thing about SmackDown and Raw. Theoretically, there is no end. Like, they'll go on forever. So that's one advantage towards them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. And I mean, again, in the fact that they're going live, the fact that the Raw's ad, or the wrestling's ad rates suck, but then you add the live, to it, and that gives it a bump to
plus,
be.
Plus, you it know, creates a bump across the board of what your average ratings are, which means you can charge more for shows like Psych and like. You
know. Yes. But it doesn't. Yeah, it does, exactly. So
that's where it comes. That's the advantage where it comes back to.
Yeah. The fact that this is driven that way, Vince is in on this. I mean, this is Vince's new baby.
So it'll be happy for about 6 weeks.
Exactly, right?
Like he was with Fandango.
Yes, that's right. It's exactly.
This is the new Fandango.
Pretty close. It is. I just look at, like, we talk about Roman Reigns being on. I mean, we'll go back to the pro here. The pro is, again, there's lots of possibilities right now.
Sure.
I mean, you can do, as I said, we know Roman on Raw, Cena on SmackDown. I guess you're probably looking at then Rollins on Raw as well. If they're going to be feuding, then you keep that there.
I think they're probably going to split, and that's the thing is, right, is a lot of the stuff that we had talked about even 1 week ago were things like, okay, you do this and then you lead towards the Shield breaking up. There's like almost no way and the Shield facing each other in a three-way Mania. It's like, there's almost no way they keep all three Shield members in the same show. Like,
no, exactly.
They should, but there's almost no way because they think that would be too, I don't know, like, obvious, but again, or.
They haven't really done this and set this up. I mean, again, there's two things.
Okay.
Some of the things that they did before worked, but are they going to be stigmatized by we did that last time and overall last time didn't work? Right? Like, things like a Raw versus SmackDown match, right? This guy's from Raw, this guy's from SmackDown. That happened at, like, WrestleMania.
Yes.
Right? Like Brock and Goldberg.
Yes.
Right? That would happen only at WrestleMania.
Yes.
Like, and so that was good.
Yeah,
that was a good thing. That was a way to keep people apart.
Because it made
apart.
A dream match.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. A way to keep people apart and then bring them. And then they only got together on the four main other shows, the Survivor Series, the SummerSlams, the Royal Rumble, right? So that was the only time where they were both in the same building.
Yes.
Right? And then they could do that. And I mean, of course, then you had Goldberg helping Eddie win the belt or whatever. But, I mean, so those sorts of, that idea worked. But I like the idea of getting, like, to me, the first thing I thought of was, okay, Owens on one show, Zayn on the other.
Why? No.
Keep them apart. Yeah, because this is another word. We're 2 months away from this. You have them go for two more months. They're both in the Money in the Bank match. Then they're going to have one more July pay-per-view, whatever the fuck it's called. They can have a match, and then one goes on one show and the other goes on the other show. Because they need to be feuding for 75 years. And the WWF, if they get a hold of them, they're going to feud. They're going to have 75 matches on television in 1 month.
That's true. It's like Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
I was thinking this. It's like, I don't think they've had a match on SmackDown. And yet they've wrestled each other 413,000 times
exactly.
already.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
We're talking about the SmackDown repeat. I don't think they've repeated that one. And still we're bored of it.
Yes. So that's the thing I like. I mean, you have each brand then gets, I mean.
One of the things that doesn't work is the yearly draft.
No.
Maybe every 2 years, maybe every three. Like, you have to, like, if it's once every year, it 1 year it doesn't, like, you don't finish the storylines necessarily. We saw that before.
Yes.
There were storylines that were in the middle that would get flipped around.
Well.
You don't actually keep them people apart. Like, they start intermingling too much if they're on one show and then another show. And there were certain people that drafted from SmackDown to Raw to SmackDown again, and it just, like, leave it at least 2 years.
Part of it is that the issue, no, I don't even like, I honestly, the issue to me, okay, is that the WWF doesn't learn from its mistakes.
No shit.
Yes. And the mistake, I thought, was drafts and trades. Because what happened? Injuries happened.
Injuries happened.
I needed to fill the roster. No, you need to make some more fucking stars.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
That's true.
And that's what they need to learn from this, is that someone gets hurt, just fucking elevate someone.
Yeah.
Jesus goddamn fuck. Like, it's like, oh, we have this guy. Ambrose is over on Raw, and Jericho and Cena are both hurt on SmackDown. Let's move Ambrose over. No. That's not the answer.
That's not the answer.
And that's...
Well, again, especially if you look at something like, if it becomes something like Raw, like, if they have a run where, say, four of their top six guys go out within a month period,
yeah.
Which is possible.
Well, it just happened.
Yeah, exactly.
But it just happened.
If that happens again, you really are in trouble, especially if you've diluted the rosters. Like, one of the things that was last week we were talking about.
I don't think you are, though, in trouble. I honestly don't think you're in trouble. Look what happened now. And it's like, okay, so it's AJ, it's Sami Zayn, it's Cesaro, it's Kevin Owens.
They brought in some new people. Some people got a little better position. I don't think so. I mean, Kevin Owens didn't necessarily get a better position.
No, but you have them, and you were able to. They're not going to keep that position, but you had them, and you can use them, and there they are, right? And I think if you've got two and two, and you get those same injury, I don't see a problem.
But we're looking at. We had mentioned last week how there was about five people that are main event level guys,
right?
And about nine others that could be main event guys.
Yes.
Okay. And that's fine for one roster. That's about right.
I'm fine, 14. I'm okay with going 7-7 and having some tag teams.
Doesn't work because you're going to. Last time we had about seven guys on top. by the time that we were done 1 year, we had seen John Cena versus Randy Orton 4,000 times.
Yeah.
Not enough. 14 is enough. Like, even now, I'd say the last 3 years. Let's go the last 3 years, okay? Last 150 Raws, let's say.
Okay.
How many of them have been good? How many have been great? How many have been good? How many have been average? And how many have been utter shit?
Okay, so let's start with good 6.
Great?
We had a great one?
Maybe a Raw after Mania. Maybe there was two?
Two?
Two or three? Average?
Well, you Foxina. We're not from here.
Yeah. So there's a couple.
There's a great one.
But there's probably like 50 average. But the point is there's probably close to 100 that were utter shit. And they're doing that with their full roster. They couldn't put up 3 hours of good Raw with a full roster. You're expecting them to do it with a half of the roster?
And that's the point again is that that goes back to again, your point. And that's, as I said, with the roster split fundamentally won't work because it's about the brand, it's not about people.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's fundamentally why it won't work. Right? Realistically now, to dig deep why it won't work is because, they have 30 fucking writers.
Well, that's another, it's a huge
thing. So now you got 15 and 15 writers. You could do, I could take the roster they have now,
mm-hmm.
and we could sit down and we could write good shows.
Yes.
Raw, and we could write good shows with another roster, we could write good shows. Yeah. They are not able to.
No.
And that's the issue.
Because they have so many writers, and at the end of the day, as soon as it's about to go to air that day of, Vince McMahon changes and throws everything out, and they have to redo it all anyways.
To me,
you got all those writers and a guy who's crazy in charge.
All I want is fresh matches, really, out of this.
But that's the thing. That's why I was saying 14 guys isn't... Because with that, you had so many fresh matches. Your fresh matches are just getting killed here.
I don't think so, because I think now what... Again, I go back to what the possibility for me becomes... All it's on one roster, Zayn on the other, okay?
Okay.
So then at WrestleMania... They come together because they rekindle. They have a backstage thing at the Survivor Series
or something. Royal Rumble.
They have a backstage at the Survivor Series. Yeah, they get confrontational in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
and then they rekindles and they have their match. But for the last 5-6 months, we don't see them apart. But that's the scenario that I like for those sorts.
If they could do that.
Well, that's what I mean.
If they could do that, I agree.
And they have done that, and that's what I'm saying, if they will do that.
But here's the other thing. We're talking about, okay, there's 50 male performers, regular male performers on the main roster right now.
Right.
Let's say 30, you said, on Raw, 20 on SmackDown.
Well, just to give it,
20 on SmackDown? That's including tag teams? Holy fuck, that's not enough. And if you're looking at how many people are ready to come up I could see coming up out of NXT... I think there's about 8 men that they could bring up.
Yeah.
And that's not enough. And
one woman?
Two, maybe 3.
Really?
Yeah. Asuka and Bayley. Carmella. And I think you could bring up Nia Jackson and hide her. And have her in a role.
I guess.
So that's 4 women. For men, American Alpha. And the Revival, that's 4.
Yeah.
Right? And then the Finn, Joe, and what's his name?
Nakamura.
Nakamura, thank you. And Mojo Rawley, I'd say.
Okay.
It's probably your 8.
That's the other thing now, is like the scorched earth that's NXT.
Yeah.
Right?
And this is why I said it doesn't work with 3 brands. If this was 2 brands, and you have a brand that is damaged, like SmackDown, and instead you cut it,
yeah,
and you made NXT, and you kept NXT what it is, expand that roster and continue that booking style, and people know it's different, then people go, I'm going to watch Raw, and then I'm going to watch NXT, because that would be like watching Law & Order on a Tuesday night after watching Big Bang Theory on a Monday night. It's not the same show. You're okay watching television. You're not watching the same show. If you're watching the same show, then it doesn't work. And that's one of the things that they need to do. But they're not, there's no reason to believe they're going to be able to do that, that these shows aren't going to be the same shows, and that 3 brands is, when they did the brand split before, like I say, they had like 6, they had 60 people, 65 wrestlers last time, including women. And they have 70 now on the main roster.
Right.
So they had almost the exact amount, and that was only for 2 shows. And Raw was only 2 hours.
Yes. Yes.
Now you're doing 3 shows, and Raw is 3 hours.
Yeah.
You need, by the time they added in ECW, they had about 80 wrestlers. And even then that wasn't enough. And Raw still was only 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like, they need at least 100 people. I don't think they can have 100 people at a, like, I know they're gonna go out and get some people, but I don't see how they can go out and get that many people. Especially who are ready right now.
Yeah.
You know, you can have a, cause again, if you're bringing up a Nakamura, then you need to leave Bobby Roode down there. But pretty soon your main eventers on NXT and on your house shows are Bobby Roode, Eric Young, Austin Aries. I don't know if you know this, but those guys, historically haven't drawn well when they've gone on the road. Together.
What?
Because they were with a shitty company, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but still.
Say, it's not them, it was the brand. In that case, NXT right now is a brand.
Yes, it is.
You know, and the reason that it's
and
a brand.
And that's why it should become, and I know that there was discussions, they talked about it, but threw it out. But they did talk about going with NXT over this, which was my prediction a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I still think it's possible down the road, just because I don't think this will work.
Yeah.
And if this doesn't work, that's your next option.
Well, it was like how NXT got created.
Yes.
ECW didn't work, right? Because it was just too much. And so then it was supposed to be something different.
Different.
And yes. So that's the reason NXT works, is because it is something different. I mean, when we just named all the NXT roster, there's not a WWF guy there.
Yep.
I mean, Zack Ryder is the closest thing you have.
Yeah.
On NXT, right? And so, and even when it sort of started out that way, you had a little bit of your Michael McGillicuddies and you had a little bit of your Tyson Kidds.
Mm-hmm.
But majority was, like I said, was Neville and Zayn and Cesaro in there. You know, but that's how it started to get going.
Yes.
And because it's new guys.
Yes.
And it's different, right? And so that's what they need. And that's what's working on the WWF roster right now, is that it's, still, it's your Sami Zayn's, again, your Cesaro, your Kevin Owens, that are your heart of your thing. This is WCW all over again. These are your cruiserweights, essentially.
Yes, this is your Eddie.
These are your vanilla midgets.
These are your vanilla midgets, exactly.
And so,
Chris Benoit's.
Your Benoit, guys. Exactly, the heart of it all. Jericho's.
Yeah. And when they lost those guys, that's when WCW went out of business and went to shit.
So, I just look at this like, I mean, I could see, I see benefits to do this. Can they pull it off? I don't think so, because they just haven't proven it to me. But I mean, you have, like I said, we know who's on what side. The nice part of, like, where does Brock go? Right?
I don't know.
Like, that's a big issue, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you have your, you know, you have Langston on one show, you have Cassidy on another. Each show gets a big. Right? So we got that figured out.
They better not, as tag teams, they better not split them up. That would be a huge mistake. Keep 2 tag teams together.
I don't know. I think you could put, if you'd split Bubba and Devon. Devon could be a reference.
Because Bubba, theoretically, if Bubba was like on a SmackDown, he could probably get up to that upper main or main of it. Like he did
as
well.
As Bully Ray, yeah.
As the Bully Ray character. He'd have to get himself in better shape again. Like he was in at that point in WCW.
Yeah.
He was in much better shape than he is now.
TNA.
Or TNA, sorry.
Same thing.
Same thing.
But, yeah, I mean, I just look at, I mean, Are they going to bring in a cruiserweight division?
No.
Again, that's...
No, that's a huge mistake. You know, and the reason why that's a huge mistake is because too many of your main eventers are cruiserweights.
Yes.
So you don't want to highlight that. Like, you don't want to separate that. You don't want... Like, right... You don't need a cruiserweight division.
No.
You don't need it because AJ Styles and Finn Balor and Sami Zayn even, and you know, like, these guys are already kind of the cruiserweight division. Why would you want to make a separate division when those are the same guys as would be?
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
It's no.
The wrestling has changed, so you don't need a cruiserweight division. You just need, you know,
You just need. And, but I mean, I think part of it too is again now with the women, right? Does it do then do tag teams go to one show and women go to another show? Like, is
that's how I would do it?
Again, if you're not gonna, to me, this is...
I put women on Raw because that way when... No, I put women on SmackDown.
Yeah, because you need more guys. You need 30 out of the 50 on Raw.
Yeah.
Right? So if you have a tag
team,
that's my theory. That's a 2-for-1, right?
My theory was that way when Charlotte loses it in a horrible promo in the middle of the ring, starts to meander, and it gets awful and awful and worse, and the crowd whats her, you can edit it. No, you can't. It's live now.
Yeah, it's live.
You're fucked.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I look at, like, how many tag teams do we have right now? 10?
Yeah, but between 8 to 10, probably.
Okay. 10. But if we say 10, that's 20 guys right there.
Yeah.
For Raw.
But that leaves you with only, if you have 10 more, you only have 10 guys then to compete between their world title and their fucking...
I know. Yeah.
IC championship. Yeah. Let's just, like, it's... You need...
Yeah.
Raw, to fill 3 hours, needs minimum 40 men. Yeah. Minimum. 40 male roster superstars.
I understand they're going to be changing the brand to Kelly Kelly.
Yeah. 40 men?
Needs a minimum.
Minimum.
40 men. To fill it out.
For 3 hours.
Woo! I don't know, I just look at, like...
And if you have, and the same thing, if you have 20 people on SmackDown, and 15 of them are women...
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. You have 5 guys for the world and U.S. title.
Well, I think it does, you know.
But even then, you need 15.
You don't have 15 women, do you?
You have 15 women on the main roster, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who? Charlotte, Becky, Natty... Sasha.
We could just look it up, or you want to do it
Dana,
this way?
You got Tamina and Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Lana.
Oh,
Maryse. Okay. They count.
No, they don't.
Especially since she's going to be wrestling Lana.
Well, in NXT, but I don't count them as wrestlers yet.
Okay,
so I don't count them as wrestlers. So I'm looking at like 7 or 8 actual women wrestlers. Because I count, if you let's say Rusev goes to, well, here, I'll pull it up here.
No, I'm gonna pull it up here.
No.
I'm pulling it.
Stop it right there.
Over here, I'm pulling it.
Oh.
I'm pulling it right here. So fuck you.
No, stop it right there. Stop it right there.
No, fuck you.
Howie Meeker.
That was Howie Meeker.
No. Okay, no, stop right there. Stop right there.
Okay, so there you go. Alicia Fox. Becky Lynch.
Yeah, I said Becky Lynch.
Charlotte. Dana Brooke. Emma.
Oh,
Eva Marie.
Okay, Emma, I forgot about... No, Eva Marie doesn't count.
Yes, she does.
She's in NXT.
Bullshit.
When was the last time she was on Raw?
If they fucking do this, she's on the show.
Yeah, but when was the last time she was... I'm saying
now. At WrestleMania.
Yeah, exactly. And that was it. And then that failed miserably. And,
And you know what? If they need, they're gonna, when they do brand split, she's gonna be on the show. I guarantee it. But anyways, even if you don't include her or include Lana, Naomi, Natalya, Nikki Bella, you still include her, Paige.
What?
Sasha Banks, Summer Rae, Tamina.
You have 12. Summer Rae, okay.
You have 12.
Yeah, so you got about 10.
12.
Nah. Yeah, but 2 of them are hurt.
Oh, whatever.
They are. And you're counting fucking Eva Marie in that.
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
I took her out.
Then you have 10. Because Nikki's not coming back.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
She's coming back. She's just not wrestling. She's not wrestling she won't wrestle a schedule. She'll wrestle a schedule, a Shawn Michaels type schedule.
Yeah.
She'll wrestle occasional house shows and pay-per-views and TV. But she won't do the weekly, you know. But she is. She's coming back. She's not going to do the weekly house show grind, is what she's going to not do. Oh,
good for her. Well, okay. So you fire Alicia Fox. And,
good luck, yeah.
Anyway, but I mean...
It's 12.
Okay, if you're...
And then Bailey's coming up really fucking soon.
You think so?
That brings up 13. Yeah.
You think she's coming up soon?
I think so, yeah. Well, especially if they do this again. Yeah.
Well, but again, it just depends on how do you split it? Like, that's the other...
Well, you don't. Like you say, you have to put them all on one show. And
or... Paige. You have a Paige.
No, I put her in there.
Did you put Paige in there?
Yes. Fuck it, I included everybody. I did not include Rosa Mendez.
Oh.
Even though she's pregnant. She's coming back.
Yeah.
She is coming back.
Not as a wrestler.
Yes, she is.
No.
Yes, she'll be coming back as a wrestler, even though it's stupid. They still have Undertaker. What happens when Undertaker comes back? Is he like, where does he go?
Nah, he goes on whatever show that he's, the person he's wrestling at WrestleMania is on.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. It's just...
Tyson Kidd, you can take him off that list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Like, and then does Tyler Breeze and
Fandango... They have Victor. Do they have Connor?
Are they a tag team?
Do they have Connor on there?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, the problem with one floating champion is exactly this, is... Say you have... Charlotte is the champion. You have the two different... You have the one champion. And she goes on SmackDown for a month.
Right.
To defend against their top contender, let's just say Natalya.
Natalya, sure.
Okay. And they have their match. And it's a hot match. Now she has to go over in the other one, and you have to wait a couple months, and you have this other thing. If you had a hot match and you
have a hot... You don't have to.
Well, if yes, well, otherwise it doesn't work, though. Why is she only on the one brand... defending against that brand's champions, she has to float back and forth monthly, but it doesn't work to float back, because if you have something hot, you need to keep up with it. You need to hammer it. And if the other thing is, okay, they're building a storyline on SmackDown with their 15 writers for Natalya to win the belt after a six-month chase. Meanwhile, they're building a storyline where somebody's going to win the belt in 4 months
right.
in Raw.
Yes.
It again... It doesn't work. Like, as long as these people are doing completely different.
First of all, you know that's going to go to SmackDown because Ryan Ward is the writer.
But that's why one champion doesn't work. Is because whatever storyline you need to build, you need to have the creative control to pull the trigger.
And that's just it. And that's where Ward and Koski then are pitching Vince.
Yes, and they're fighting to pitch Vince on different things, and this doesn't work. That's why you have to have the two champions, and that's why you have to have the two. So if you're going to do the women, that's why you have to have them on one show, and the because otherwise you dilute the women and you dilute the tag teams, and we saw that didn't work last time.
Yeah.
So, and last time their idea was women on one show and cruiserweights on another show. We already know we didn't do the cruiserweights.
Yeah.
So you have to do the tag teams on one show and the one champion and the women on the other show.
So you have tag teams on one, women on the other. You have Intercontinental on one, U.S. on the other.
Yeah.
You have
the two world
WWF champion and the world have the big gold belt on the other. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, yeah.
That is the way you have to do it, just because of the fact you have these writers and these different shows and they're doing different things and they're creating their own storylines.
One thing I thought of that we talked about last show that you kind of pushed for, and I could see with this now, and I said that each show needs its own E. His own big, because this could be a Langston split from the New Day, because you still have two members left to be a tag team.
I think you could do that. I think it'd be a mistake.
I do too, but I think that
eventually
that's like splitting. That's their equivalent of splitting the Dudleys.
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
I think I could definitely see Langston getting split off and getting a singles push.
Yeah, I think I could see that. Him and Rusev, right? No, for the US title.
Hopefully they're not going to do the bullshit they did last time, where they don't tell people where they're going and all this type of bullshit.
They will.
Continue.
That tells you now the draft. The draft. They haven't announced when the draft is.
They should do it. You know what? They should do it as a network special. Yes. I actually think people would pay to watch that.
That's what I was saying, too, is that should be...
I think that would increase...
That should be like a Saturday Night Network special or something where they do it...
Like a four-hour show. Do it like a four-hour draft show.
Well, go as long as
do
you
it,
need
do
to.
Do it much like you do the NFL draft. That was like 6 hours. But do it. And do it. And I think you could get like a lot of buys.
I would love it. I would love that.
Oh, I would too. I'd come over and watch it.
Oh yeah, that would be great. I think that's
much better than doing it on TV.
So money. I'm just going through here.
And then on TV, you debut it because you already have the interest of those people debuting for the first time on that show are being exclusive and kicking off the new feuds. You don't need to do the draft as well. You already have that interest of, let's see now what this is like. So why waste it? You definitely do it on the network. So what?
I'm just trying to... Butthole Ground.
Well, Butthole... Money in the Bank is next.
Yeah, I know, but Butthole Ground is July 29th. So this...
Money in the Bank, by the way, does it feel now all of a sudden like a dead pay-per-view? Like, this has been probably their fourth biggest pay-per-view over the last few years. It's become the fourth of the big four ahead of Survivor Series.
I think it doesn't
to
feel...
To me, it feels totally dead.
It didn't on Raw.
Well, no, but this wasn't announced yet.
And then this got announced, and now it's like... Because this is just the news story. This is what everybody's talking about. And so, to me, it's...
So this is what everybody... This is what the focus is going to be. This is
well,
what
maybe.
Be
we don't know
about.
Yet. We don't know yet.
They're going to be talking about this on TV because they have announced
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah.
On the website. And like I say, Shane and Stephanie did a video together.
They didn't talk about it on SmackDown, but SmackDown had already been taped.
Taped,
huh?
Yeah.
Or no?
Yeah, it'd been taped. It was taped that night, I guess.
Yeah, taped yeah. that night, so yeah. they just didn't... But so the kick it off with Raw would probably with
but
Vince
also the winner
out.
Of this thing is in a weird place now.
Yes,
like we don't know. Like the last few years, again, you had a SmackDown and a Raw Money in the Bank winner. I don't think you could do that. Though could.
Now that's the thing. You could do that, right?
You could
have your good Money in the Bank, winner, and you could have but
you could have AJ on the other one, and you know Dolph Ziggler, and like guys that lost, but now they get a second chance on the other show.
Or you have all your injured guys. You have your Ortons, your Cenas, your Brays, yeah. right? Your Rollins. Yeah. Well, not Rollins, but so there is a potential to do another one. The thing is, though, is from a creative standpoint, which sounds ludicrous because I'm talking about WWE, is that it's going to predate it. So just because you have two different Money in the Bank, they can end up on the same show.
That's true.
Like,
that's true.
In theory, right? So yeah. I don't know. I look at it like it's everybody that we wanted in the Money in the Bank so far, basically, and Del Rio. So you've still got, what, one or two more guys to fill out the...
You have...
Is it two?
I think just one.
Okay.
You have Jericho, Ambrose,
Jericho.
Del Rio, Cesaro, Zane. Owens,
and
Zayn.
So we got six more. Left. So just one more. So whatever that person is, whatever. I mean, and off you go. If that person can pick, or one brand gets the Money in the Bank champion, and then maybe you do two next year.
Yeah.
Because this thing's going to see that. That's the thing is that this happens on the SmackDown goes live on the 19th.
Yes.
So Butthole Ground is on July 24th.
Right after.
So
which is weird again.
Exactly. So now does so what do you build to, first off, right?
Yeah.
What matches are you building to? Is Battleground this massive blow-off of...
A bunch of feuds?
Of like I said, you're
we're finally going to get Corbin and Ziggler for the last time?
Yeah. You're Zayn Owens, right? Like all of these things... Like I remember the one year where was it Christian got drafted or whatever, but still got to go in that three way.
Yes, he did. Yes,
whatever,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and so he could take the title with him. The thing. So maybe you have that where this is all your now. Again, if all the women are going to one show, but how do you do that?
I don't know.
Again, how does somebody draft the women's division? Right.
I don't know how the draft works in the first place.
Like, that's, like these are the questions, right? Because
yeah.
we're talking about, yeah, okay, so you put the tag teams on one show. But if they're doing a draft, then it's like, it makes no sense for people to get to tag teams, to draft tag teams, draft individuals. Like, you need to draft a whole division. Like, it seems
yes,
weird
exactly,
to say, from a logical perspective.
Well, but then again, remember for last time, from a logical perspective, Palumbo and Billy Gunn were drafted as a tag team. They're the only tag team drafted because they were the champions.
Yes.
So they were drafted exclusively to, I believe, to SmackDown.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so they were drafted as a team nobody else was. Except for the NWO, which for some reason was allowed to be drafted as a team.
As a whole group.
Yes.
But the NWO at that point was what? Was the, was it Hall, Nash, and Six?
No, Hogan.
No, it wasn't Hogan.
Yeah, it still was Hogan.
Was it still Hogan?
It still was Hogan. I'm sure of it.
That was on Raw then.
Yeah.
Because then Hogan turned babyface.
Yeah.
I thought Hogan already was a babyface
though. No, you're right. It was X-Pac. I'm just looking it up now. Yeah, last time the first draft pick was The Rock, the second on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Because it was The Rock show.
Because Steve Austin had already walked out, right?
And, yes, Vince McMahon.
And so Steve Austin
won the coin toss to determine, and then he picked The Rock because it was The Rock show.
Yeah.
And The Undertaker went to Raw, even though I think of Undertaker as SmackDown.
I know.
Because that's where he was for most of it. And then Kurt Angle was on SmackDown, was the second pick, and then NWO.
Yeah, and then Benoit. Pick,
that's right, and then fourth?
And then
pick number six, or the third guy for Raw was? I said The Undertaker, so who do you think of? That's gotta
Kane.
Be...
Kane, yeah Kane. Right?
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, number nine on Raw was, like, Edge, who was hurt. Okay.
Number seven, Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
On SmackDown. Number eight, RVD.
Yes.
And he was Intercontinental Champion, made him exclusive. And then, it was Don and Palumbo, and then Booker T. Edge was 11.
Okay.
One of the things about this is the number 57th guy picked, 29th person on SmackDown, was Perry Saturn. Those guys get buried. Boy, those guys at the end get buried.
Well, all of that was on the website, right?
You had
WWE.com, the people, they're voting stuff up like every 15 minutes or something they do. So that's where this network special comes in.
Boy, you look at some of these names drafted. Yeah, I mean, the first woman drafted was Lita, number 10, right after Maven.
Because Maven was the hardcore champ.
That's right.
And then
I like it. Lita's drafted number 10. Billy Kidman drafted number 11. So he's drafted ahead of Tajiri, who's the cruiserweight champion.
Yeah, but Kidman. So yeah, but Kidman. That's a weird one because
he had to time out the draft. It was weird.
What show did Kidman go to?
SmackDown.
See, and that's the weird part. That's the split because Undertaker went to Raw.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's
and
where
his wife and his wife went
Billy
to
Billy Kidman, yeah, that's right. And that's probably what caused the breakup. Yeah, then he started looking at the women, like Ivory's like the second woman picked.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
Is Trish on the list? Trish had to have been in the top 10. You said Lita was the first woman?
Lita was the first woman, yeah. Yeah, crazy. Yeah. Like Rikishi was a top pick, Bubba was a top pick.
Yeah, that was the thing that split the Dudley boys up. It was Bubba and Devon, right?
Yeah, but Lita, yeah. Lita and then Ivory.
Didn't the Hardys break up?
Tori Wilson, Terry, Jacqueline, Stacy Keibler, Trish Stratus, number 46. 23rd. So behind, like, Terry and, Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy were drafted. They were both drafted to Raw, but Matt Hardy drafted 26, and then Ivory went, then Raven, then Albert, then Jeff Hardy. So Raven was also drafted to Raw, ahead of Jeff.
Right.
But
I mean, so there's all these...
Also, ahead of Jeff, Stevie Richards.
Yes. Well, why would he?
And right after Jeff, for shortly after Jeff, Mr. Perfect, Spike Dudley. Well, Sean Stasiak.
Yeah, a lot of crap. But it just... Yeah, I mean, the roster is certainly, it's funny, the roster is better, but when you get down to that,
I don't know that it's necessarily better. You look at some of these people at the top, they're,
yeah, it's
you
true.
Know, they're,
that's
you don't true. Have, you don't have a Rock. I don't know that you even have an Undertaker, a Kurt Angle, you know?
No, that's true.
Like, these people.
Well, again, it's going to be Cena and Roman Reigns, right? And, yeah. As each of your top guys, and then, you know, and then you're going to, someone's going to pick, you know, whatever. You know, you're going to have your... There's nobody else. Like, it's...
When do you...
Rollins, you know, and then somebody picks Ambrose, and then somebody picks Jericho, and then somebody picks... You know, like, it's just... Then somebody picks what? Like, a Sami Zayn, and somebody picks a Kevin Owens.
So the guys in NXT are or aren't available. Like, maybe what they should do is go... up to six people can be picked from NXT, and then that's it. And then it becomes, oh, I'm going to grab this guy, I'm going
to
grab that.
I don't think you put any restrictions around it and you make it to be like, because when if you're going to do a Shane and a Stephanie, right, then obviously Stephanie's going to have Hunter with her.
Yeah, obviously.
And so Hunter can, like, just whisper in her ear at one point on the number five pick, and she's like, I take Finn Balor.
Yeah, that's right, right, because that's his guy, because he ran NXT.
Yeah, and then people go, ooh.
This is, again, where I thought making an NXT makes sense, because people are going to hate Stephanie. People won't necessarily hate Hunter, but they're always going to hate Stephanie. But because they see Hunter as the NXT guy, and they love NXT,
yeah,
all of a sudden it babyfaces that brand as well. Then you babyface both brands, which is something I think you need.
Then you could split SmackDown. The first hour would be SmackDown, and the second hour would be NXT. And they could compete against each other.
I would okay. Hunter running Smack or NXT against Stephanie running SmackDown.
Yeah,
I'd be alright with that.
But the
better than what they do.
The thing is, here's the thing. I like the network special idea.
Okay, here's the thing. Okay.
I think the network special idea.
Thank you, Meltzer.
But do you do it in an arena? Like, do you do it? Where do you do it? At Stanford?
If you
like,
do it, If you do it in a.
Do you want crowd reaction? Do you want to just have a... Because an NFL draft happens in front of... Like, would this be a lot like the Hall of Fame? Where you just have a stage and a public... Basically, it's the Hall of Fame set is what you would use.
I think, I mean, I
in an arena, all the people that... All the wrestlers...
I like it more in like a boardroom type thing.
I think you do that. I think you do it like the Hall of Fame. All the wrestlers are down on the floor...
Yeah.
Your fans are all around.
Yeah.
There's a stage. You have one side with Stephanie, one side, and then you just, yeah.
I think you could do that,
with
sure.
With the number one pick, you know?
Yeah.
Shane McMahon, I take for Monday Night Raw.
One of the things I would do is I would do a coin flip. But not for the first pick. For the first choice of the wrestler who will represent you to wrestle for the first pick. So Vince or Shane wins. Yeah. He gets to pick. His first pick is Roman Reigns. Stephanie comes back. She picks her person to represent her, and she picks
Seth Rollins.
Yeah, whatever. The point being, then it's like, okay, now
and
you
Roman wins, and so they Shane obviously picks Roman, and then Stephanie's pissed that Rollins lost, so she picks Cena, and then and then Shane picks up Rollins, who's pissed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Done. Something like that. Like, that's how I would do it. I think just storyline-wise, it's more interesting.
I mean, yeah.
And even if it isn't, there's these different people who are in there. Like, you could do it Money in the Bank, or you could do it on the Raw, whatever. Well, I mean, I would do it probably on the Raw.
I think you do it on the Raw, but I think you pick the thing. You pick the Raw before is when you do the coin toss and you make the announcement. Then the next Raw is when you do the match.
Yeah.
And for the coin toss, I think you have, like, Jack Tunney, Billy Red Lions, all in the ring there.
All these dead people.
And when Shane wins, he goes like this.
Yeah, because it's a video podcast.
He pumps his fist.
Thank you. At least you describe what you did.
And then, because she lost, Stephanie has to fight Owen.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, of course. Yes. Of course. But no, I mean, but one of the things is, because that way you can actually go, okay, I get to pick first. I have my choice of everybody. But she can counter by picking the perfect opponent to beat your choice. So really, you can go, I have the advantage. But like, there's just, it's far more interesting than a coin flip.
Yes.
To make it a wrestling match.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah, I like that.
Yeah. No, I think that's, so, again, there's lots of these, the reason this is a little bit fun is because there's so many unanswered questions.
Well, the thing is, this is why everybody's excited.
Yeah.
Because we just threw out a good idea.
Yeah.
And it's like, we could come up with a bunch of good storylines out of this.
Already
good storylines.
Cast
tons of and that's really, I mean,
Zayn and Owens, a different show.
I like that. Now that you presented it that way,
yeah.
But though I do like the idea of them someday teaming together, and then Owens again turning on him a second, you know,
yeah.
It's part of just their whole thing, right? But yeah, I mean, it's so easy to come up with the positives because it is there, but you have to throw in the reality of okay, here's what you hope would happen, or here's what should happen. If you take out the ego, and you take out all the writers, and you take out the injuries, and you take out the... But when you factor all that back in, then you go, oh, wait.
Now, the other...
I don't think this works.
The other factor of it is, again, where... Again, to be perceived as a top brand, I guess, let's call it.
Yeah.
There is where the money is. The boys need to make money.
Yes.
Right? And the boys don't make money on the television shows.
No.
The boys make the money on the house shows.
Yes.
Right now, Raw will be working. Right?
Raw will be, we mean live.
Well, both.
SmackDown will be, the guys will be performing on a house show. A quarter house of what they would normally do and get paid less that week because they're going to be going head to head with a live Raw.
Yes, because they go, the one.
Now is Raw going head to head with a live SmackDown the next night?
No, because they're gonna get the, they go Thursday, was it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? No, they would have to. Because Monday, the Universal Sunday, Monday, Saturday, Friday, right? Is what they're both gonna have the same schedule?
No, wait, okay. They're Thursday?
Yeah.
Friday.
Who's wrestling?
Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
That's 5 days. And they only go 4 days.
Yeah. They go 4 and 3, right?
4 and 3, yeah, because they have a travel day and then they get 2 days off at home.
Yeah.
And they have another travel day, so they essentially get 1 day off at home.
Yes. That's good on them.
Yeah.
So
they go 4. So they would go like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and like a Saturday, so there'd be no Thursday show?
No. There would be,
Where you go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
That's
is fine. SmackDown.
That's only four. It's only four.
Yeah, so I don't know what you do.
I think you go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And they get the weekend, and then they're back for TV on Tuesday? Doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Raw. Starts Friday. Raw goes Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah. So SmackDown goes Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then they have no shows on Wednesday, Thursday.
They have Friday. They have a Friday. So Wednesday, Thursday, there's no shows. Okay.
Okay, that's doable.
That's all right.
All right.
But, like you said...
It seems strange, though, that they're working a Monday head-to-head with Raw and losing a Friday night.
Yeah. Yes, that's the thing. So Raw, again, is still the more advantageous...
You'll get paid more. You'll get more prestige. You'll have more TV time because it's 3 hours.
Yeah.
It...
Well, it's not even a matter of that. It's just money-wise. You're gonna make more. You're gonna make more being on Raw.
You'll probably make more if you know what? As long as they have these, shared pay-per-views, only one world title gets to go on last. And that's the main title. And you're not gonna split it up 1 month and another month. No fucking, we've seen this before.
Yeah.
That Raw title's gonna go on last 9 out of 12 times.
Yes.
And that means they're gonna make more.
Yeah.
And all this, like, little type of shit that makes it difficult. Like, you know who's probably the most happy guy here? Like, the happiest guys are probably, like, Ryback and Sandow and Cody Rhodes. Because they're going to be sitting there going, they're probably ecstatic. Because they're sitting there going, okay, I don't have to deal with the bullshit. I don't have to worry about where I'm going to be. I don't have to worry about making my plans. I don't have to worry about the deal with the politics. I don't have to deal with the bullshit. I don't have to deal with the writers. And now WWE's going to go and they're going to take all these guys who are available, whose contracts are up, and I'm going to have my need and my price is going to go up on the independents. And I'm going to be needed more in ROH or New Japan or whatever because they're going to take a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
They're going to take guys from everywhere else. So they're going to be able to, like if I'm Cody Rhodes, I'm like, huh, you're going to take Adam Cole and Moose and the Red Dragon out of ROH? Well, ROH... I'll be happy to come in. This is my price. You really need a guy now like me.
Yeah.
Like
and I'm Kerry Silken.
Yeah.
My response, fuck you, Ryback.
That's your response to Ryback. What about Cody Rhodes?
Oh yeah, Cody Rhodes, exactly. Yeah, Cody comes in, you know, and,
But it's true though. I'm fine. If I'm Cody Rhodes, I'm like, this is great for me.
Oh yeah.
Like I now there's going to be a bunch more guys. Like we already saw Tommy End get picked up by WWE just, I think, yesterday or the day before. And he was a excellent independent guy working for PWG and the like.
Yeah.
And Revolution Pro.
He's
going to have more spots available to him in ROH, PWG, Revolution Pro, Japan, wherever. He's going to have, like, a guy like Cody Rhodes is going to have even more choice and more... And can raise his price if he wants to, though he just wants to wrestle. So it's awesome.
I'm sure they saw Tommy End at, over WrestleMania weekend kind of thing, right?
Oh, they definitely would have seen
that. So, I mean, that's where
plus we know he's, like, Regal is at PWG.
Well, I was going to say part of this, too.
Plus, I think the guy's from Scotland or something.
It's...
So that also, yeah.
Well, I think the thing is that a lot of this now is what we'll see is coming are things that started that Mania weekend. Because they were scouting everywhere.
Yeah.
I think this stuff will start, signings
apparently,
will happen.
The word is they have a bunch of people scouting, even more people they've hired the last couple of weeks. And that some of these names will shock the hell out of you.
As to who the scouts are.
Yeah, apparently. That's all that's been said.
Wow.
Some of the names of people that are scouting for them will shock the hell out of you.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Vince Russo.
No, I was thinking he's the Shockmaster.
That guy is going to shock the world.
No, but apparently it's very surprising names.
Huh.
Are doing some of the scouting. And again, when they're releasing a Sandow and all these women and men, like they, what was it, they got rid of like 10, 12 people or whatever, Black Friday?
Yeah.
They knew this was coming.
Exactly.
So that means that they're like, let's get rid of the old and bring in some new.
Yeah.
And they're not going to spend a lot more. They're not going to give these people, offer these people big money.
No.
That's not what's going to happen. They're going to offer these people very little money, but they're going to offer them more opportunity.
Big opportunity.
It's true.
Yes.
So if you're, it's like, wow, my opportunity has never been higher if I'm Adam Cole. Like, my money, I'll probably make less than I am in ROH, but my opportunity has never been higher with WWE because they need to, like we talked about it, probably 30 roster spots I'd say they need to fill.
Yeah.
You know, 30, and that's on the main roster.
And again.
And then like another 10 in NXT. Like, you,
well,
30 more because you're going to split this shit up.
And again, this is where I'm talking about fresh matches.
Yes.
Okay, and that's what I love to see. And that's what I'm looking for.
I'm talking about 50 people should be, 50 male wrestlers should be on Raw, including tag teams.
Yeah.
30 male wrestlers should be on SmackDown, including tag teams. And then 15 or 10 to 15 women.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's how it should be.
Part of it, too, is that I just don't care necessarily if, like, look at Extreme Rules.
Yes.
Like, one of the matches of the year, if not the match of the year.
A couple of tremendous
matches. Was the four-way, right?
Yeah, just awesome.
And that was awesome. Yes. I didn't care that that was the main event. That,
no.
Like, after that match, I'm like, this is a good show.
Yeah.
But that match,
made the show. It was
right?
So great.
And then AJ and Roman delivered, right?
Yeah,
so it was like, okay. But, so now it's like, yeah, I can have these guys, like, you can sign an Adam Cole.
Yes.
Or Red. You can sign Red Dragon.
Yes.
Right? And have Red Dragon against the Usos. Or Red Dragon against, you know, the club.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I'm going to want to see that.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's the third match on this show.
You just want to see good wrestling.
I just want to
see.
That's
what gets over nowadays. I mean, Enzo Amore shows you if a guy can talk and his charisma is still something. But what really gets over at the end of the day right now is people want to see a great wrestler. Which is why Roman Reigns, who's a good wrestler but not a great wrestler, is not ever going to get... He's not as good a wrestler as Seth Rollins. So guess what? People are going to like Seth Rollins more.
Yes.
And then they're going to turn him heel because they're idiots.
Yeah.
But what do you think... Here, this brings in something. Now, John Cena, we're talking about him being the head of this brand. Being their champion or whatever.
Okay? Yes.
What do you think is John Cena's most hated, most disliked, most heat as, like, people just couldn't stand him? Like, what do you think that was?
What era?
Yeah, what time, what years, what point? Like, was it when he first came over to Raw? I mean, and you know, they hated him so much when he was still doing the rapping, was it?
No, I think it was around the time...
ECW and him and RVD, or him and Rock? Like, what do you think he was most...
Before the first him and Rock. Before the first him and Rock. Somewhere around the way, a few years before him and Rock, he was spray painting Poopy.
Yeah.
I think that was the peak.
You think that
was
the peak?
I think Poopy was the peak.
Okay.
I don't know what year that was. It was like, I think it was JBL even he was against. It was like, around those, like, even look at that match he was in where it was like Big Show, Edge, and Cena in a three-way.
Yes.
And I think apathy kind of took over at that point. I think it was before that that his... That,
like, people hated him.
That is his hating, really.
When there was a match where he was facing, I think it was Edge, but it may not have been Edge. But Edge on a Saturday Night Live in Houston where it was boo hate or boo cheer for Edge. And there was also a chant in Madison Square Garden on a Raw of Fuck You Cena that was so laudable they couldn't do anything about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was also...
I think when he comes back here...
Yeah.
And is put as the world champion on this SmackDown?
Yes.
I think this might be the most hated he's ever been.
And could you turn him heel?
I don't think they will. I don't think that's the plan.
But I just...
I don't think they will, no.
No.
Could you? Sure, you fucking could have a million times.
He's the baby, I guess, because he's the baby face.
But I think this is, like, when people go, fuck him again. Like, you're already getting the McMahons again. And you already got a guy we don't want in Rollins.
Yeah.
When it's him again, and it's like, it seemed like they had kind of pulled him back and put him in the U.S. title, and people were still booing him, but they liked him more there.
Yeah.
Because he's having these great matches, you know? It was like booing him was more just a thing to do. I think when he's put as the guy again, I just think people... I think this might be the most hated he'll ever be.
Yeah.
Like, I just see them really, like, this time going, fuck you, I've had it.
Yeah.
And just booing the shit out of him.
It'll be interesting on Monday.
He'll get booed on Monday. But it'll be like a 60-40. But I'm talking, I think people are going to turn on him to the next level. Like, and same with Reigns. I think it's even, we haven't even seen the peak of Reigns, and he has nuclear heat already.
Yes.
And I don't think we've even seen the peak of that.
Yeah, and they don't get it because, again, they're putting him against Rollins, who, no matter what, is getting cheered, right?
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what he did. So
they don't care.
It's, yeah.
So here's the thing about Cena. You're talking first matches. He's the champion. So you build your roster around to fresh matchups for him, right?
No.
So who are those fresh matchups?
No, I don't, Bill. That's what I'm telling you. But is it? I
you
don't
have to, though.
No, I
you,
don't.
What, you're going to walk him against him and Orton 400 times for the title?
Yeah, sure. I don't have to watch it. Seriously. Like,
you want to have fresh matchups for Cena as the champion?
No. Because Cena's...
But who do you put him against then?
Here's the thing. When I say I want fresh matches, the fact that Cena's in the match eliminates it from being fresh.
That's part of the Raw problem.
On the top, right?
Yeah.
And so, I don't mind... If you're going to... Like, again, WCW... No, fucking... I don't give a shit if you Nitro this thing, and you have fucking Orton and Cena on top, as long as I'm getting, you know, Cesaro and Zayn underneath, and Owens, and I'm getting, as I said, and I'm getting Red Dragon against the club.
I don't think... I should say Red Dragon's contract is
I'm
up.
Just
I don't
saying.
See them getting Red Dragon, only because Bobby Fish is 40. I mean, Kyle O'Reilly's 30.
Yeah.
I can see him coming. But Bobby Fish is 40, so I have difficulty seeing that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You know, like, or the Dudleys against the club. You know, something different. That was when the Dudleys came in. It was like, okay, the Dudleys can go up against this team. You know, Dudley Russo. Like, so that was a fresh match because you added that into the mix.
So you don't sit there. What about fresh matches for Reigns then? Like, you think you have to build this around.
Well, the thing with Reigns, AJ was a fresh match.
Okay,
right?
So who's next?
So then, well,
Rollins obviously
is next.
Then?
And exactly, and then. It depends what the roster looks like.
Exactly.
Right?
Like,
so,
I'm trying to think of who's a fresh matchup for him.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's still Kevin Owens. I suppose it's Sami Zayn. I suppose it's Cesaro.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
These people haven't been elevated that. I have seen him against Kevin Owens, and it wasn't good, but it could be better.
Still a cocksucking motherfucker.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what it is, it's not Rusev, because they blew that already. So Rusev goes on to the other show. And Cena and Rusev is not a fresh match, right?
No, but that's it. I mean, fresh matchups for me, main event of WrestleMania, one of the main events is AJ versus Cena.
Yeah, that's a fresh match, exactly.
Yeah.
But Kevin Owens isn't a fresh match against Cena. So do you put No, that's what I'm saying. So you put Kevin Owens on Raw, then that is a Roman Reigns thing.
Yeah.
Right? And then, so Sami Zayn would go to the SmackDown. Right?
Sami Zayn goes to SmackDown.
So
yeah.
I'm sick of Miz and Cesaro because, hell, we went to that Royal Rumble and that was the opener.
That was like 2012.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, 2013. Royal 2013. So then you roll that over now and Cesaro then goes on SmackDown. And heck, it's not a fresh match, but I do Cesaro and Cena again based off those matches last summer.
No, it's not fresh, but both matches.
Yeah, so
and same thing. I mean, Cesaro and Zayn is a fresh match on the main roster.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, and then you have like your Joe, your Nakamura, your Finn, your whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, there's enough guys that can be your Bray Wyatt. Who's a fresh matchup for Bray Wyatt? Well, AJ, Cesaro, Owens is. You know, there's lots, right?
Yes, but not Roman or Cena.
No, not
right?
Roman or Cena.
You know,
And Orton, very few guys are fresh for him.
Yeah. Bray? Is Bray called Orton?
I don't think so. So maybe.
Bray and Orton SummerSlam or something, maybe.
Maybe.
But, yeah. So it's there's you know, there's possibilities, but that's what I want to see.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, like I said, do you burn, how quick do you burn through them?
Right? With them too quickly.
Yeah.
That's a big part of the problem. Once you, this, like I say, 14 possible main adventures is good for 5 hours and 2 shows, one brand. It's not, 7 isn't enough for one brand, even of 2 hours or 3 hours, because you just are forced to burn through them. Whereas, we were talking about all the fresh matchups and all the possible guys and just right. let them interact. Now you're gonna be forced to go through it so much quicker. And
that's so now sucks. I've got a couple of possibilities. Again, this is the problem is that
you seem like you have to blow your nose. You have to blow your nose?
I will.
Yeah.
But
use your hat.
Yeah. Oh, right. My mask. But I think the thing is that what we've already talked about is the fact that they're not willing to kind of blow up and change.
No.
They just want to just put the fucking brands.
Yeah.
So, when I look at the way you can, okay, you got less challengers. Okay. So, my immediate logical response to that is, okay, you have to do the Raw SmackDown pay-per-view thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, then it's every couple of months. Like you would do Butthole Ground as a, say, a SmackDown.
Yes.
Then you have some SummerSlam matches, which are with both. And then SmackDown doesn't come back again until, say, Hell in a Cell.
Sure.
Right? The problem with that is the way that they've got these pay-per-views set up.
Yeah.
Like, Night of Champions, where all the titles are being defended.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so that can't be a single-brand pay-per-view.
No.
So you have to change it.
But the other thing that they could do now is they could do 12 and 12, because it's the network. You're not asking people. Again, it's too much wrestling for me and for the most... But if you're only watching one of the brands, it's fine.
That's too much wrestling for me.
But if you're only watching one of the brands, and there are going to be people out there who are going to be sitting there going, my two favorite wrestlers are Cesaro and Zayn.
Yes.
And they've got, and I only have time to watch one show, and now they put them on one, and I'm going to miss them on the other, and that's going to suck. There's people who are going to get screwed that way. There's going to be fans that way.
Yeah.
Who are screwed. And there's going to be people who go, these are my five favorite wrestlers, and four of them ended up on Raw. So fuck it. I'll just miss my one guy.
Yeah.
Like, because if my four favorite wrestlers are, that's good enough for me. And so there will be these things, right? But if you're doing, you can now, because you're not asking people to spend $60 a go. It's $10, and you're trying to grow that paper or the network anyways. You can do 2 monthly specials for each brand. Pay-per-view monthly specials for each brand. And like I say, I mean, it's possible.
It's possible, but I just think, again, to not blow through those things.
Yeah.
You spread them out.
I know.
And
I agree.
But how do you do it?
I could see them doing that.
That's the problem. Exactly. So it becomes cumbersome, because I could see them, yeah, going through and doing it to every feud. Like, even if you kept one feud alive, let's say it's AJ, or let's just say it's Cena against Cesaro.
Yeah.
Let's say. Then, again, you could do that at SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that then at Night of Champions, and then blow it off at Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Right? Or you could even... have opposite and then, teams. But
the problem is, when they start getting TLC. people interacting on Raw. Like, as much as it's not a one-on-one match, when I see people interacting in tag team matches and six-mans and these different things on the weekly shows, it still burns through that.
For yes. Me. Yeah, it's that's still, right.
It takes away the special.
Yes. Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to hit on this? Because I really have to, unfortunately, go.
Oh, yes. No.
I think we covered it pretty much all.
We covered it all. I mean, TNA will get fucked because they're going to have to, you know, this Impact is on Tuesday, and now Raw, or SmackDown rather, is going live against it.
So, there go Sundays, because that's the only day of the week they haven't run.
That's right.
They haven't had Impact on Sundays. Every other day of the week. So they have to cover them all before they go out of business.
Yes. Which hopefully will be soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright.
But yeah, I think that's, just looking to see if there was anything else.
Anything else in your notes there?
Yeah, just between.
There was a few things that we wanted to get to, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I think that's
probably it for now. We will be back pretty damn shortly.
Yeah,
1 week from now, actually.
One week. This is a new era.
Yeah,
in We Talk Wrestling.
Well, and there'll be the brand split next week. You'll be hosting one show that starts, and then I'll host, we'll be in the same room still.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking to each other.
Right.
But it'll be a brand split.
But you'll be hosting, and I'll be hosting Talk Wrestling.
No, I think you'll be brand Prick, and I'll be brand Hansel.
Oh. So we're going with irony.
Alright, we're gonna go OUT on this motherfucker.
Yes.
You already know all the places to find us.
Don't yeah, worry. So just find it for fuck's sake. When you're listening to it, so you found it. How you fucking found it? Just go back there. Find it again. Next week. Jesus. Don't be so fucking stupid. Alright, so in the meantime.
In between time.
That's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling.
Goodbye, folks.
Fuck.
Are we off here?
Oh, yeah.
Hey. So,
you ever fucking cut me off again like that, I will kill you.